Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host Brian Stavely, joined by my co-hosts Justin Cook and James Sloan. We went to do our marathon special last Wednesday and there were some serious issues with the server. We couldn't even get them up and running. We know it's all running now, so we're gonna redo our marathon show. We're probably gonna cap it off at about 3 hours tonight, but we're pretty much gonna go over, pretty much go through the whole thing. And I don't know, we've got some differing views on this, as of right now. We'll just throw that out there. We all pretty much agree that you guys would all say everything that happened on Thursday and Friday night after Monday was all bullshit, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And
I
think our biggest difference is I tend to think some real people got hurt from a real bomb, but everything else was bullshit. The FBI videos were not even videos. They were bullshit. I don't even think those suspects were at the marathon that day. I think James and Justin are a little more on the side that the bomb wasn't like a real, bomb, maybe some sort of, like a smoke device, Justin, or something?
Well, I think people may have gotten hurt. I got the echo.
Oh, sorry about that.
Like for example, like I definitely buy the guy that you're acquaintances with, that ruptured eardrums. I because to sell something like this, you're gonna have a loud blast, a flash, and some smoke. You know what I'm saying? Probably I'll bet a few people were probably hurt. Somewhat minorly by, falling or getting hit with something that was not meant to kill or whatever, type thing. My main thing though is I just really have trouble buying, the past week I've really looked into it a lot, and I, as far as, Jeff Bauman, as far as that goes, man, Jeff Bauman. As far as that goes, it's like the smoking gun of it, and just through what I've been looking at, the blood really it looked phony. There's just a lot of things. I also, I'm not 100% sure on this, but. As Brian, me and Brian were talking earlier, and he said it's possible that it may have been like a digital overlay. While this was going on, when you had the winner, past the finish line, and then you had the women's winner past the finish line, you can see a blue, what looks like a scoreboard, like a time thing. It says like John Hancock on it, and there's something above it, like a time thing, and then there's like some type of board. When you see the from the same view of the finish line, the bombing footage, this thing does not exist there. I'm not 100% sure, but to me, it definitely makes sense, and I think it's something that they really screwed up on if this is in fact the case. I tend to think it's a solid object. I really do. I tend to think it was something up on the building. It looks pretty solid to me.
If it's a solid object, then something fishy is definitely going on. But if it turns out to be a digital overlay, that's not fishy at all, because they're not going to track the people coming in 2 and 3 hours late,
Oh, no doubt about it.
Call Justin. Hold on. Simone, you're live on Dose of Reality Radio. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah,
I'm just tuning in because I'm having okay. I'm putting my microphone on mute now.
Okay.
All right, Justin, continue.
If that was in fact a real sign, if that was in fact a real physical sign, we have some serious problems here, which means which would in fact imply that we had stock footage taken, you know, at some time beforehand. And then it was possibly, you know, if this is the case, then it's some type of stock footage taken earlier mixed in with footage from the day's events. Another problem as well is now Bauman was supposedly the one that identified the bombers. Now here's the thing about this too. I have yet to see a picture of him or any of the people that were around him. I have yet to see any pictures of them near the bombing before it happened. You know, so I mean, these are some real red flags that are going off. And you know, the shirt he was wearing was very obvious. Along with the black woman next to him. You know, from the pictures I've seen, I can't spot them yet, and I'm not the only one. I guess, you know, there's a lot of people out there looking for. It's crazy, and it's sad, you know, and at the same time, they want us to look like fucking lunatics for implying that someone didn't, you know, in fact, get their legs blown off. Or that however many people, in fact, didn't, you know, just like with Sandy Hook, for implying that 6- and 7-year-olds didn't get murdered, you know, and just like for 9/11, implying that there was no jumpers or any of the other things. So, I mean, I think that, you know, it really, I think some of this stuff, they definitely screwed up on purpose. I think as far as some things they did a good job with, but I don't know. I'm not sold on much besides. I do think, like I said, I think there was some type of concussion blast. You know, possibly a little bit of stuff thrown out. I don't know. I doubt anyone was killed, and I doubt anyone was maimed or lost limbs. Ruptured eardrum, sure. Falling injuries, glass injuries. Things like that, definitely not out of the realm. I'm sure there were some of those. Anyone that's near some type of, explosion like that, obviously they had to make it loud and a big flash. And, you know, so, I mean, and of course too, that makes it all the more real, you know, for everybody. Cause like, you can't convince them that they weren't, you know. This is just, it's my opinion. I mean, you know, I think that we're, you know, at this stage, we have to look at this stuff, you know, and suspect this. And this is just where it's coming up. I'll let James talk in a minute. But, you know, another thing was, too, is the fact that we've seen this lady with the black hair keep showing up that was an actress in Watertown for the whole nonsense on Friday and Saturday, or on Thursday and Friday. And then you had the whole thing of her supposedly being a eyewitness to the bomb blast as well. And they throw a pair of sunglasses on her. And, there's just so many little anomalies like that, you know, and to me, it just seems like another CNN, stage production. I don't know, James or Brian, you guys want to go and add to anything?
Yeah,
right, or...
James has only got an hour, so why don't you let James get in?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just, I mean, I'm pretty much a similar pain to Justin, I guess, although I'm not quite sure about the deaths of the day. I mean, a lot has been made in terms of the interview with the mother. What do you make of that, Justin? I mean, obviously, they're not going to put any Sandy Hook smiling stuff out again. But what did you make of that clip?
You know, I'm. You know, that's one thing. I am on the fence with that. She did seem somewhat legit. I will say that, in all fairness. But on the other hand, I'm sure that they're learning to get better actors. But you know, I'm not gonna call. Here's the thing. I won't call that lady an actor right now. I can't because she at least showed some emotion. She was cracking up as she talked. You know, it would be intellectually dishonest for me to declare her an actor right now. So I can't exactly say that. I don't know. It's very possible. You know, one thing I'm wondering though is they keep focusing on the one blast. What about the other blasts? You know.
You guys there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might go for like 10 seconds.
Yeah. If anyone out there is having, I don't know, maybe refresh, we should be back up though. Was James was just talking or?
Oh yeah, cut out on you, but we'll just get into that later. Supposedly died in the possible. It could have been killed somewhere else, or maybe, I don't know, but there's a lot of possibilities there too, that for other things that could happen, but
yeah, I don't know.
It's very difficult to tell. I mean, I'm not sure I'm going to get conclusive evidence on that one way or the other.
I guess I suppose it doesn't matter too much if you can prove the other parts of it, but it'd be nice to know for sure, but job this time around, as opposed to what I still struggle to find.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. We're talking about the Boston Marathon tonight. A couple differing views from the hosts and whatever, which is good. Hopefully some of you guys can call in and give your opinions. And we apologize for a little bit of technical difficulty there. We dropped the connection, but it was only for a minute. All you guys really had to do was refresh, and we're back up and running now. I don't know, I think, Justin, was it you that was talking last, or was it James?
I'm not sure. Well, James was talking earlier, and I didn't get much of what he was saying, because he was cutting out a couple minutes ago, and I think he was rehashing on it.
I was just getting into the... just how they've done a different job this, sorry, a better job this time, and not entirely sure if we're going to be able to. It's not going to be as easy as some of the previous ones to disseminate in terms of fakery and that sort of thing.
Right, because you know, here's the thing: they did this. They definitely did something with a crowd full of people. There's no doubt about that. You know, that's the thing. So, I mean, you know, obviously it's hard to tell, you know, were a couple people killed because of collateral damage? Yeah, it's very possible. Was a couple, I don't know. I do know this, though. I do think that there was stock footage used. I'm definitely leaning towards that, at least, you know, on that, the finish line bomb site, the one that they keep obsessing over. One of our listeners said they have some, Simone said she had some footage of the other, but I'm going to take a look at it after the show and, you know, see what I think about that. But, you know, regardless, I don't know, so far though, I'm leaning towards some type of, you know, pre-shot footage, mixed in with this, you know, I can't spot these people in the lineup. The blood looked awful fake. You know, there's actually a couple videos where you see people with what look like to be blood pockets, like blood packets in their pockets and on different places. You know, there's a lot of stuff like that. There's another one that has possible. I'm not, this one I'm 50-50. I'm not. Of what looks like a guy possibly throwing what would be powdered blood out, which is also used. I don't know, you know, but I just know there's certain things I'm not buying. That's as far as I'll, you know, it is, you know, is really I want to go right now. It's just that there's the Bauman thing to me is you know what was the kicker for me was. Brian was showing me a picture of of a couple of the victims at the Boston Red Sox game a week later, the following Monday. And this guy already had prosthetics on and everything else. There's no way within a week after having two legs amputated that you're going to be out of the hospital fitted with prosthetics at a Red Sox game. I find that highly improbable. Along with all the other the facts of how much blood would have really been around, even with a tourniquet that was tied correctly, which supposedly that tourniquet was not, you know, because I have seen other tourniquets like where they use a stick, you know, or something like that to make it extra tight, you know. It's the femoral veins bleed out quick. I don't know. I don't see why this guy wouldn't have been a first priority taken away in one of the stretchers right away. He definitely would have been one of the first five, I would have thinking that, you know, would have been taken next to the three deceased, and you know, and who knows if they're already gone, maybe he would even be ahead of them because they had a chance to save him. I just have a real problem with him coming out, you know, about 3 or 4 minutes later in a wheelchair. I think that was them trying to make it all the more real. You know, that's pretty much what my opinion is on that.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of procedures that you have to go through before you can fit prosthetic legs.
Oh, definitely.
Especially for such an uneven sort of injury.
Right. Well, and here's the thing too is the fact of it just closing up a wound like that. You know, you would have to, I'm sure, make sure that you got all the, you know, any debris out that would be in there. You would have to, you know, I'm sure, you know, do all types of stuff like that. And I think it would probably be a lot, you know, you do skin grafts, would have had to be done. You know, you can't leave the hospital without this stuff being done. You know, even if he just left for 3 hours to go to a Red Sox game, or even for an hour just, and they, I don't know. I find it really hard to believe that this guy was out in public a week later after suffering a double leg amputee. You know, I think that's 99% impossible, so.
Yeah, and it's just not nearly enough blood.
No.
Around. It would be on the wheelchair. It would be everywhere.
Everybody around him would have been drenched in it. Now, let me. Back when I was younger, I got in a car accident. Went through the windshield. Now I had 70 or 80 stitches in my head. My whole body, my whole shirt, my whole pants was a blanket of blood. And, you know, I didn't cut a femoral artery, you know, where you would be seeing everybody around him would have been covered within seconds, you know. And not only that, if there was other amputees, it would have been even more. I don't know. The puddles looked very, like, reddish, you know, like very. I don't know how to describe it, but it's not the same color of blood that you would expect from, you know, from something like that. Just, it looked very Hollywoodish. That's it. That's, you know, pretty much all I can say.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot darker.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Holes in the other story, even without the fakery part, just the, you know, the bombs being on the sidewalk, but the glass is all blown out into the street. It's just, nothing makes sense. You know?
Oh, definitely.
Thursday night going into Friday, they're talking about a blocked off a 20-block radius, and they got helicopters looking for these guys, but you don't hear any helicopters in the background of the video.
Well, you know, and here's another thing too. Let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about the supposed manhunt. You know, let's talk about the whole shutdown of Boston and what happened here. I mean, you know, and the supposed firefight, and the supposed amateur videos that prove there was a firefight. The amateur videos of the supposed firefight show nothing, absolutely nothing. The only thing they show is that the cops let off probably about 400 rounds in the matter of, you know, a couple of minutes time or you know, 45 seconds time. That's really all it shows. Could have been blanks, you know, who knows. Besides that, all you see is cop lights. You don't see any suspect. Then we have, you know, the little conundrum of what looks to be a very, you know, cut up and what looks to be cut up by in shape, what looks to be Tamerlan getting cuffed ass naked and stuffed into the back of a cruiser. And then this guy shows up dead later, supposedly dead after he was supposedly ran over by his brother and shot by cops and this and that. And, you know, it's just nonsense. Then you have the younger brother when they found him in the boat. Well, there's pictures of the boat with no blood in it. And then there's all the other pictures of it showing a million shots in the side of it. And then they, you know, and let's just talk about how they already admitted one thing being wrong. They said that he shot himself in the throat. Well, when it comes down to it, then they admitted later that he had no gun. You know, so if he had no gun, how did he shoot himself in the throat? So, I mean, you know, as far as just proving it's a false flag, I don't think any of our listeners would, if you doubt this is a false flag at all, you probably are either, you know, maybe you need to listen to a few more shows and do a little more research, or you just are not. But as far, you know, as far as the rest of it goes, I think, you know, we can debate that. But this was 100% false flag, and 100% lie about these kids. You know, here's the thing too, the discrepancy with the backpacks. We've seen pictures that seem to be photographed of Jaharo, the younger brother, will look to be like he's still holding, you know, looks like he's still holding the strap of it and the backpack is missing. Looks to be photoshopped. Other pictures like that. We've been hearing about this bombshell pic of him dropping the bag. Still no pic of him dropping the bag. The fact that his bag was not the same color as the bags that were used. You know, I can go on and on and on. We also had the three friends supposedly arrested today. This is all just to enhance the official story. If you notice at first too, they didn't demonize the mother until she started coming out with all of this, you know, with all of these conspiracy theories or whatever. You notice that? They all of a sudden, that was their way of saying, well, hey, you know, let's just throw this lady under the bus and just make her seem like a wacko so that she has no, you know, because she was sitting there talking about how the FBI was, you know, in touch with her sons and this and that. Well, that's all they did. Had to do was make her a wacko. Was pretend that, you know, that she's this. You know, who knows? Maybe she did steal from Lord and Taylor. But I also find it funny that Lord and Taylor is the place that let him. You know, the same place where the footage was supposedly taken from. You know, I mean, I know Lord and Taylor is a big store around here, but I don't know. $1,400 is. I used to go with professional boosters. $1,400 is a big score. I don't know. Maybe it was like something some other way, credit card or something. But I don't see what you're walking out with that's $1,400 from Lord and Taylor. Maybe I got that part wrong. But but to me, it just seems frame up. You know, I can't say anything about anything else about it. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I just noticed that Anon in the chat said that the mother showed signs of being an actress. Claims spoke perfect English. But claims to live in Chechnya, and the official language is Russian.
Well, she also lived here for a long time too. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's possible. It's a little early. I don't know. I hope whoever that is not going off of something Ed Sheerini said, because he said it was the lady from Dancing with the Stars or whatever.
Hopefully not.
No, no, he really did. He said it was, he said that the mother is this blonde lady. I gotta find it. But
the younger brother is really Howard Stern.
No, but he's got them pegged. No, they're Greenbergs. The brothers are Greenbergs.
Oh, cool. Everybody's a Greenberg.
Yeah, totally. Totally. You know, so, I don't know. I don't know. You know, like I said, anything from him has got to be, I don't know. If you're still buying into what I really don't know what to tell you. But that may not be what they mean. Anon, I apologize if I jumped the gun on that, because it's very possible. You know, everyone's an actor these days. I wouldn't be surprised if Ahmadinejad and Gaddafi and Saddam, I wouldn't be surprised if they're all actors. So, I mean, it's very possible the mother's an actor. But to this point, I don't know. We do know. Let's talk about some dubious ties to the family. The uncle has some CIA connections. You know, the uncle that was throwing him under the bus. The wife is a Russell from the noted Russell family that helps start the Skull and Bones. In fact, the Skull and Bones fraternity is known as, if you want to send the money or whatever, you have to send it to the Russell Trust. That's what it's called. So they are pretty much the head family, at least on paper, of the Skull and Bones. And it's a well-known bloodline, you know, across New England, old money. And yet this 26-year-old girl that supposedly, turned into a Muslim, I don't know. You know, like I said, it's very dubious on all sides. And, some of these things are right in our face. What do you think? All right, we back?
Yep. Connection speed is just so slow.
Yeah. That's something we'll have to deal with and, just fix it out on the edit, I guess. Where was that? Where were we talking about? I don't know, Brian. If you want to run
the thing, the connections to the connections to the family and
yes, the Skull and Bones and CIA. You know, so I mean, it's very makes you wonder. You know, it really does. The whole, it's like everything else. You know, there's so much information out there that it's like it's overfeed sometimes, and I think it's definitely done on purpose. You know, they want us looking here, looking there. At the same time, you know, a fertilizer factory in Texas explodes, and then some type of marathon, whatever, explodes too. It's, you know, it's okay. Yeah, I was just talking about how this is was Beltane Festival. You know, that's the whole thing about this. So, and you know, last night was Walpurgis Night, Nacht, or Walpurgis Night, which is another satanic holiday. And you know, as much as some people think it's speculation, I have no doubt that these people are into this stuff. Just by the volume of stuff that happens around these times of the year. But that's another subject altogether. So I mean, obviously. I want to stick to Boston now. James, we don't have you for long. I don't know. Is there anything else that you wanted to get into before you had to get back to whatever you were doing?
In particular, there was the that old man, that 78-year-old guy that fell over. And he was on the TV a lot. It's been like I found 6 or 7 pictures of him. Like lying on the ground, like at different times with different people running towards him, different people in the frame. But the guy was like uninjured. He was just, you know, knocked over. Like, and it just really looked like a photo opportunity kind of thing. He was on the TV. He was talking about how he just passed the finish line and he fell over. He was knocked over by the blast. But he was uninjured. Like, and I'm thinking, well, you know, if you can run a marathon, you can pick yourself up off the ground, you know, in a life or death situation. And there was like one of the shots showed police running towards him. But then the next shot, like they're gone and like no one's helping him up kind of thing. Like, it just looked like a very staged scene.
I know which guy you're talking. You talk about the old guy that just collapses in the road for like no reason, right?
Yeah, and he's lying on the ground, but like, he gave some TV interviews and he was uninjured, but he said it seemed that from the tracking the pictures, he would have to have been lying on the ground for minutes, and like no one's really helping him up or anything.
So okay, you guys both agree that the. Pretty much mostly fakery. Do you think that the two Russian guys are actors or patsies?
I tend to think patsy.
I think patsy too. Justin?
I think Justin's calls dropped.
Oh, hold on, let me see if I can reconnect him.
Is there another caller here? Sarah
yeah,
Sweet?
She's just listening in. Justin.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, we're just trying to get Justin back. Well, his call failed. All right, why don't we take a quick break? We'll come right back. You listen to the Dose of Reality Radio. Brian Stavely, James Sloan, and Justin Cook. Okay, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. We had little choppy issues. We apologize about that. We're trying to get that resolved now. But we are back. We're here with Justin Cook, James Sloan, and we have a caller on the line who is just... wants to listen in, but caller, if you have something to say, just let us know in the chat, and we'll unmute you. And
was Justin talking? I think, or maybe. We could get into the whole aftermath of the whole thing and the bill that they passed, CISPA, the cyber security bill that they strong armed through.
Yeah.
A couple of days after the events, which served as a nice distraction, they did a very similar thing after Sandy Hook with the Monsanto Protection Act. So these things always seem to come at very convenient times when there's legislation that needs to be pushed through. Also worth mentioning, on the same day, allegedly, U.S. military bombed a wedding in Afghanistan, supposedly killing 30 people. And that basically got little to no media coverage whatsoever.
Yep.
So, you know, that again, it served as a perfect distraction for a couple of things. I do wonder what the motivations would be to bomb a wedding in Afghanistan, or whether that really happened, or whether that's just another part of the division or whatever, but... Certainly not suggesting they did this just as a motivation to cover that up, but nevertheless, it served as, you know, it just, as these things always do, come at a convenient time. And also with Sandy Hook as well, I think around the same time was the gay marriage legislation that they were pushing through, and that was dominating the headlines as well, as when that Monsanto bill was coming through. So it's a common tactic that they use to get their legislation through. So they always time these things. Not that it's their chief motivation or anything, but it's important for them to time these events with precision so that those things can be done. We got Justin on the line.
Audience, can you hear us?
Are we back up?
Yep.
All right, well, I don't think it was CGI. I don't think that was the case. I think what we're looking at is stock footage of a type of a drill. I think it's, you know, there's some stock footage. And I think here's the thing. Up to the blast was all real. Was all real time, and then I think what they showed afterwards was mixed. Some real and a lot of mostly fake footage. That's my opinion. I don't think there was CGI. There's no need to if you can have a warlike thing going on in a drill, you know. And as far as just having an event go on there too, I don't think it was a CGI event at all. I just think that it was some stuff was filmed earlier. And spliced in, you know. That's pretty much my opinion on it. Brian, James, you guys there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was having a connection trouble. I was trying to fix it.
Okay. I don't know. What else, I don't know. You know.
Anybody want to call in? Any questions about the marathon?
Yeah, it's definitely. Kind of that'll
beat the dead horse here a little bit. We could use some callers tonight.
That's definitely.
James, what do most of the people over there think? Do they believe the official stories, just like people over here?
Yeah, I assume most people all over believe the official story. I think of those who don't, they probably think it's a false flag. There's nobody, I mean, there's very few people into this whole fakery game, you know, so yeah, it's difficult to say for sure. I'd say most people, like everywhere, just lap up the official story, no problem.
Yeah, it's really such a joke. Did you guys hear about the three people that got arrested today?
Yeah. You know, my whole opinion on that is just to make it as real as possible to the people out there. Because a lot of people, I think more than others, are doubting this and saying, hey, this kid's innocent. You know, I think like anything, a lot of people are really saying that this kid is, you know, there's not enough stuff to prove that this kid did it. And if he did do it, he had help from the FBI. I think that's really everybody's thought. You know, I mean, I think a lot of these other people are leaning towards this craft group doing it or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. But people smell something funny and they don't believe. You know, more and more people are starting to, I shouldn't say people, because I'd still say 80% of the people believe everything they hear on the mainstream media. You know, but, you know, I'd say that at least, you know, another 10% has woken up in the past couple years or so, you know. Not woken up to a certain point anyway. Let me add that. What do you guys think? I don't know.
I don't know what to make of this whole thing. It's just so friggin' early, you know. It's so hard. I want to say that it's fake. It's just I just want to see some more, you know. I want to know more about that blue screen. I want to see more pictures of more victims. I just keep seeing the same victims over and over. It makes it hard to analyze it when they're just showing you the same ones. Like, there's supposed to be 140 people injured, but where are they all?
160 plus. I've seen some stories that say over 200. I mean, I don't know. It's another thing, just like the 9/11 death count. You know, what is it really? I don't know. It's obviously, you know, you're local, so maybe you know yours might be a little more precise, and maybe some of them are getting it off or whatever. But I don't know. That's another thing too.
Oh, we missed a comment earlier, Justin. Do you think these two Russian guys are patsies or actors? Either way, it's a false flag. What do you think, they're patsies or actors?
Patsies. I went back to the patsy routine here. I don't think they're actors. I really don't. I don't. I think I think that their family is legitimate, you know, and really is just being used. You know, here's the reasons why I don't think they're actors, because this kid had a long boxing career. He's known in the city. You know, you can look him up. There's pictures of him from back in the day.
Down the street from my house.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think these kids are legitimate Chechen kids. Chechen is the correct term, should I say. These are legitimate Chechen kids. I think the younger kid was really, you know, and I do think that the older kid maybe was starting to embrace some form of Wahhabism or you know, what they call jihad. But I don't think he was anywhere violent at all. I think that if anything, he may have had been put something in his head from the FBI agents that were visiting him. And I also think it's possible that they said, hey, do you guys want to play the terrorists in a drill or something like that? They may have gotten spooked and left. They may have showed up and walked around. I don't know. But, you know, they might have offered him some money, you know, some people that are, you know, he's got a young kid and everything else. You know, the other kids in school, they're down and out, you know. Hey, you know, we need some Muslims to play a part. We need to play, you know, a speaking role. Because, you know, here's another thing, too. I think when they caught the second kid, because there's two different things, you know, one of them has the boat, like, not even touched with no blood, and then another one's got it fucking with blood and everything else. So I think, like, even that was probably, you know, like stock footage type. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say with all this, but I really think those kids are innocent right now and sitting in prison. Or dead one of them and sitting in prison. Or they may have disappeared. You know, maybe they disappeared them. I don't know. But regardless, something's, you know, these kids seem like real legitimate people.
Yeah, I think they might have even grabbed their that security footage off, like, their university cameras and dropped it in those other scenes of the marathon. I don't think those guys were even there.
Yeah, could have grabbed it from anywhere, you know. It's possible they were there, you know. It's possible that they weren't in the areas they wanted them to be. Or it's possible that they even got them another day that they were in Boston, you know. And had them in certain scenes that looked a bit like that, so they could, you know, just use that footage with the, you know, the brown, you know, your typical Boston brown brick buildings, and just you know, put this in for another. Every picture of those kids looks funny as hell. People's legs going the wrong way, and so I don't know. It's too much for me. You know, and here's the thing. This is what makes me, like, pretty much, like, I don't know. I'm kind of tired of these things, because it's just turning up to pretty much be all the same. And it's like, for what? Like, yeah, we find out somewhat what happens. But I don't know. It just seems like they want people to find out. And I don't know why. I can't figure out the whole reason why that is. Besides, I think they do want to, you know, make another split faction between people, you know, just like they did with, you know, you and your father and people with their families. They want to, you know, make conspirators out to look like nuts to everybody, you know. And, you know, I don't know. I think that's a big cause of it, you know, or a big part of it. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of things to play here. The whole the fact that they put Boston under martial law pretty much for a whole day and were cheered for it the next day. You know, it's like almost like they're laughing and. Right, Boston, Cambridge, Watertown, yeah, with all, whatever surrounding towns there, yeah, it's, you know, and this is, like I said, one of the toughest cities in the country. You know, you think of Boston, you think of blue collar, ain't scared of nobody type people, you know what I mean? And patriotic people, and, you know, big drinkers, and I don't know, maybe I'm just going a little bit on the Irish stereotype, but I don't know, even the Italians there are kind of the same way, though, I guess. You know, I don't know. Different people, man. It's So, I mean, the fact that they could do this to a city like that, I think, was the ultimate test. They've already done similar things to New York and New Jersey and city, you know, with under the hurricanes. And now this was under just the state of fear. I even saw things mentioned about using drones. I don't believe they did use drones for surveillance, but talking about how in a similar situation, drones. I saw a newspaper or a magazine, you know, or a website article saying that about how drones could help in a, you know, future situation like that. You know, so I mean, it's all this little stuff here. Plus another thing too is if they want to get rid of the people that you know, buy their own gunpowder and preload, you know, if they, you know, that's what I believe they're claiming, is that he was buying, you know, buying gunpowder and fireworks parts and make, you know, that to use to make this bomb. So if they can, because, you know, not only, here's the thing, not only does that make them not be able to track all the bullets, right? But that also makes them, you know, makes people have to buy more bullets. Because if you're buying powder and preloading your own bullets, you're not paying these gun companies all this money. Because, you know, there's something to that, too. It's not all, like, everything's not about all, you know, gun control. Don't get me wrong. There's a piece of it, but I say number one with everything was fear, was the martial law factor, the fact that seeing how easily they can get Americans to right away, you know, assume these kids are guilty, just to hang two more people in the court of public opinion, you know, make the Muslim connection again. It, you know, there's so many agendas achieved with this one thing. You know, number one is fear. Always fear, though. That's you know, always going to be number one. I don't know. If somebody else wants to talk, I don't know. I don't really have much to say unless... I'm sure... James, do you have any points you want to make?
Yeah, just to reiterate what you said, fear is always number one. That's why it's always like schools or movie theaters that these shootings take place in. Because those, you know, your children are your most vulnerable. The thought of something like that happening to your kids is the most awful thing that can happen. So they take advantage of the fear factor in that sense. And then, the marathon too as well. You know, I mean, everybody can put themselves in that position. It's like what they did very effectively with those jumpers on 9/11, because everyone sort of put themselves in that position, and that's how they manipulate people.
Right. They've
got to make you think that could have been me.
Exactly. You know, that's the thing here is going back to every one of these things. They have Americans right now scared to go to because they've had mass shootings in shopping malls. You know, now here's a sporting event. You know, they've had them at schools, elementary schools. You know, they've had them at, you know, pretty much, you know, and then we've had terrorist attacks at you know, on the Twin Towers. They want you they want people scared sitting at home, you know, and, just getting more sucked into the, you know, into the digital world, the machine. I don't know. It's not going nowhere. Like I said, I've said it many times before. Kids don't play outside anymore. They're stuck to their Call of Duty or whatever else they're doing. Or, you know, and it's turn, you know, this next generation is fucked. You know, I will not have a kid with this next generation like it is.
No, I very much feel the same way about that. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, it's defeatist. You know, you can't be that negative. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, you have to be realistic.
Yeah. I don't want my kid being framed as a patsy. You know? I don't want my kid to end up catching cancer or you know, or get a bad vaccine or, you know, because, I mean, you know, let's be real. I mean, yeah, of course, I would do my best to keep my kid from getting, you know, if I did have a kid, from getting vaccines. But who's to say that the mother wouldn't go and do it behind your back, you know, if you're not with her or something like that? Or who's to say that you're, you know, just in general, you know, going to get forced to nowadays? I mean, you know, they've taken away people's kids for not, you know, getting vaccines. So, I mean, I don't know, just the whole fact of you know, these kids are going to grow up and never know the freedom that we knew, you know, as growing up in the 80s and 90s. You know, and even, you know, I'm sure, James, you saw it. You're a little younger, but I'm sure, you know, you saw a glimpse of it anyway. You know, what it was like in the pre-9/11 world. You know, so, I mean, and I'm sure being where you are, you probably, you know, maybe enjoyed it a little bit longer until, you know, but... It's not the same world, and everything is, you know, totally different nowadays. And that's how they want it. They want every. And if you think about it, what happens here? People start reacting now. Now they have, you know, people calling Homeland Security because someone's buying a pressure cooker. You know, they have. It's you know, people looking at Russian people different, or you know, Chechens or Muslims, you know, and that's what it's about. They know there's only so many jobs out there, so you know what? It's just like East Germany was run in the years, you know, the following World War II, communists run East Germany. What they did was. They made everybody, you know, even somewhat Soviet Russia. I believe it was, so they said something like one out of every seven people in one form or another was an informant for the Stasi in East Germany back then. That's what they're doing. So, you know, you don't have a job, but hey, we'll pay you to rat on your neighbor, or, you know, we'll take care of you, you know, or whatever else. And that's what they've done here. They've made everybody scared and paranoid, willing to point the finger at somebody else. And people, you know, it's the old divide and conquer thing. Hate the Muslims, hate this person, hate, you know, or then hate the liberals, hate the conservatives, back and forth. It's just a retarded game. And I'm so sick of watching people play it. You know, it gets to a point where it's like, you know, obviously, you know, they're owned by the same entity. That's like me sitting here and rooting for Monday Night Raw over, you know, another promotion or what, you know, whatever else. I don't know. I don't mean to digress all the way back to, you know, the false left-right paradigm, but, you know, it comes into play, too. I mean, you know, people think we're silly for believing any of it, for believing in this stuff is false flags. I mean, you know, think about it. Think about how far you've probably, you know, everyone here has come in the past, you know, however long they've been awake, and just think about how different you see the world. I don't know. You know, I don't mean to get off topic so much, but there's a big divide when you go to talk to other people that you know on Facebook or here or there in activist circles. Then you go talk to your regular friends and they ask you how can you believe that these kids are innocent? The kid admitted he did it. Let me remind everybody too that, you know, here's a good thing for to say as a in a debate for all the people that say, hey, you know, the kid admitted it. For one, we haven't seen it, but for two, here's the best thing. So, you know what? So did the kids in the Central Park jogger case. They all admitted it, and then they ended up being found guilty, you know, 15 years later by DNA evidence. And the guy that they questioned, they were just looking at these kids so much that they let the guy slide right through their midst. You know, so I mean, when it comes down to it. You know, but it's, I don't know, what can you do when the media is so strong? It doesn't matter. It can happen. And this is the sad thing is this could happen to any one of us, especially that they are going to be looking eventually to frame up truthers and conspiracy theorists and, you know, and everybody else too. You know, they want people like us in mental hospitals eventually. You know, that's where it comes down to. Then you can't own a gun. You know, it's just like anything else. Once they get you on, you know, on enough things. You can't get a job. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know, that's, they don't need a chip. They're throwing people out of society pretty much basically right now. But they'll give you food stamps just to make it through or whatever. And that's what it's about, you know, and people are accepting it. I don't know. I don't get it. Someone else talked, though. I've been talking quite a while. Went off topic. I don't know.
No, you're right, though, about the vaccines and stuff. Because, you know, like, you just think generally how few relationships work out these days, even just in the normal world, like, but with the extra stress of, and you know, the odds are one partner would be awake, one probably wouldn't, or would be half awake, you know, and like, right. You know, can you imagine the arguments there would be about vaccinations and all those sorts of things? Yeah, as if normal relationships don't have enough stress these days.
Yeah, I know plenty of my friends that are going through it right now. You know, the mother wants him, you know, or vice versa. You know, the mother knows better, but the father's, you know, being a dick about it, and they're not together, so he's going to take it to court over it, and vice versa, you know, and in cases where the father's awake, but the mother's saying, you know, has the kid, so she's bringing him, you know, you have no say a lot of times nowadays with stuff like that, too, so.
Yeah, exactly, particularly, you know, it's a lot worse if the father's awake and the mother isn't, because as we know, you know, the system is so skewed towards mothers, you know, fathers' rights is such a huge issue all around the world, and yeah, that's a tremendous shame as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, there's and that's, you know, and I hate to say it, and but you know, there's no doubt about it that like the feminist movement. And, you know, and I have no problem with it. Like, obviously, I think women should have equal rights. But, you know, the feminist movement is almost like women need to like, have more rights. I don't know. Like, the radical feminists out there, like, it's and that's what a good, I mean, I don't know. I'm not, it's almost like it gets worse and worse, you know. And it's been proven that was a ploy from, you know, from the Rockefellers, too. To break up the family unit was to, you know, start the feminist movement, you know, and it's just one of many things just to cause division, you know, and you know, nowadays think about it too, the family structure is dead. If your mother and your father's working because the economy is so bad that it has to be like that. Plus, they've been told that they, you know, both need to work their whole life, and they both have their career. Neither, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, they have no time to watch their kids. So their kids are in the indoctrination centers for, you know, 7-8 hours a day, and they get out and they're around, you know, their friends while their parents are at work or whatever else, and you know, that's, and what are they doing? Playing Call of Duty. You know, sitting around and you know, it's lost. It's already a lost battle. I don't know what else to say about it, but it's, I can't believe like how lazy, we've all gotten, you know, and just how much people, you know, rely on technology, you know, rely on all this stuff to be there. But I don't know. You know, it makes you wonder, you know, should we bother with the false flag stuff? I mean, should we just worry about the stuff we can fight, like the water, you know, fluoride in the water, the GMOs? You know, I wonder that all the time. You know, but here's the thing, when a false flag happens or when an event happens, you got to, you know, it's all of our second instinct to want to know what happened, who did it, and why, you know, why shouldn't we? We know we're not being told the truth. And that's obviously the whole premise of what's going on here. So, I don't know. Just wanted to go full circle and bring it back into Boston, because I know you guys probably wanted to talk more on it. If not, I don't know, James, you might have had a point after my last thing, or Brian, we haven't heard from you in a while. Either way, you know, speaker, lose your turn. I don't know. If anyone wants to call in, go ahead, call in. Brian doesn't seem too talkative tonight.
Yeah, I think what you're saying about the political correctness, feminism's a lot like the political correctness stuff, like a good idea in theory, but just taken too far in the extreme.
Exactly.
To the point where it's, you know, like they're overcompensating almost, kind of similar to the racial thing too, about how blacks were held back.
Exactly.
And then, you know, it's all the same kind of thing.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. Yeah, no, that's the thing is, you know, they've been second class citizens for so long, so now it's like, you know, and it's sad because I don't like, if it wasn't for the race baiters out there, and it's on both sides that keep it going, and that's why they put Obama in office, because they knew that the right would get so crazy on him with all, especially with all the rumors, the burst of, they did it all on purpose to make the people on the right look like a bunch of fuming maniacs. And then what all that would do would draw the so-called, you know, the Democrats that much closer to him. You know, even though he's done wrong, and even though he's, you know, I mean, he's a puppet, but you know what I mean? Even though under his name they've, you know, started just as many wars as W did, or, you know, bailed out just many banks, you know, and didn't do a thing he said about repealing the Patriot Act, and you know, so I mean, and this is in every country too. So I mean, it's worldwide, but here is just the you know, the biggest microscope, and it's funny that people still think the president is somebody. You know, I don't know. I got out of that a few, like probably 4 or 5 years ago, believing that the president had any pull whatsoever. It's all scripted, just like the media is, just like the news. I don't know. I don't have the chat up. Can I see the chat? Let me see what's going on here. Guys, can you hear me? Stream still going? All right, James is taking off, I guess. Brian, someone type if you can hear me at least. I don't know. Okay, I'm on the screen. I'm on the stream. Is Brian not with us? Okay. Okay, so you guys hear me through Skype and you hear me through the stream. All right, I don't know where Brian is. James had to take off back to work. Let me see. I don't know. What else can we talk about? I mean, all right, so people in the chat are saying... Oh, you know what was pretty interesting, actually? Let me read something I saw in a comment last night. And this really makes you wonder. Hold on a second. Let me find this. This was on a... hold on. Let me find the thread. This is on a Veterans Today comment. And it really makes you wonder what the story was. Okay. It's got to be under here. Nope. Okay. Okay, here it is. I don't know, but if anyone out there wants to go and check out the, while I'm looking for this, get the screen grabs from, you know, go and look and see about the blue thing that I was talking about on the building. You know, Brian thinks it's possibly superimposed. I don't know if it is, but regardless, if that's in one picture and not in another, then it's ridiculous. It's definitely, you know, a problem. Where the hell is this? Alright, well, okay, I'm looking through my messages, and I don't see it. Okay, I don't know. Well, to make a long story short, it was pretty much somebody saying that they had footage from the finish line. And they said when they got home, that Department of Homeland Security was came to their house and asked them if they could go to on their computer and make a copy of what they had. And they obliged, and supposedly they went to watch, you know, what they had taped, and it was blank later on, which really makes you wonder if that was done, why it was done, you know, if that was done, you know, what did they possibly have on tape? Was it to disguise something that was going on there with the, you know, agents or whatever, or was it to, you know, because, you know, he actually saw something different than what we saw, you know? So it really does make you wonder. But I don't know. I can't see the comments. So I don't want to get into it with it. But that's the premise of it. It was on a Veterans Today article. Somebody left it in the comments section. Oh, man. I don't know. It's 10:30. I don't hear Brian. I don't know where he went. I don't know. I wasn't planning to talk this whole time by myself. If somebody would, if someone wants to, I don't know if you, I could add somebody on Skype if someone else wants to talk. I don't know. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, you know, we've covered pretty much everything as far as, you know, what we think about different things. I don't know. I think that, you know, like I said, this is just a beta test for martial law, and it was part of their little April ritual, and I don't know. I'm not buying much of it, though. I'll tell you that. Pretty much where I'm at. So I guess I don't know if I don't. Brian, are you there? Okay. Nicole in the chat wanted to know what are Boston folks saying. Real thing. Yeah, of course. You know, I wouldn't expect anything otherwise. You know, that's. You know, I don't know. That's the thing. Everybody claims to know somebody. Okay, thanks, James. People, you know, a lot of people have claimed to know people that have gotten injured. And that's one thing I think that's kept Brian skeptical on this, because obviously he's from the area. You know, and I'm skeptical too, but there's, you know, and that's why I won't rule anything out. I won't say that. I just find certain things to be very suspicious and very odd, and definitely some fake footage. And I don't know. I don't know if Brian decided to go for a jog or go and get a pizza or whatever, but I don't know. Nicole, which video was that? Which person was it? It said Max Malone. I believe that's a YouTube user, did a great video on a fake injured person. Awesome. Yeah, see if you can find it. I saw a couple other ones too, where they had tourniquets tied on people that had, you know, minor injuries. Now you don't tie a tourniquet unless that's a last resort, because a tourniquet can cause more harm than good. In the case of, you know, the only time you tie on a tourniquet is when it's you're talking about massive blood loss. You know, and for someone to have a small cut and have a tourniquet tied. That's really amateur, and I don't know. It's not advisable. Anyone that takes a first aid class would learn that. So I mean, I don't know. There's definitely a lot of stage stuff. That's all I could say about it, without having someone to go back and forth with. I don't know, I guess next week we'll come back. We'll probably have some more information. If anyone in the chat has anything, go ahead and put it up. You know, put it up in the chat, and then, you know, maybe I can, something I can expand on, or, you know. Jan Eric, where did Brian go? I don't know. He may have fell asleep. I know he's been working a lot lately. I really don't know. All I know is I'm on the air by myself. James, who's on the other side of the world, had to go back to work. And I'm sitting here talking to myself, you know. And I wasn't prepared to do that. So, I mean, another thing, when Brian's not here, we can't take any phone calls either. So, while you guys are still hearing me, I don't know, what in the chat, what are some of the more obvious signs you guys think of? My Skype is, here's the thing, I'm not running the stream, Jan Erik. But here, I'll give you my Skype anyway. That's from when I made Skype. It was, oh wait, hold on. That's me. That's anonymous in there. But I don't run the stream, so that's why it's pretty important that Brian is up to snuff. let me see. You know, I don't know what happened today. We had these three kids arrested, obviously, just to you know, make people think of the real story some more. Whew. Trying to think what else is there. I mean, I've talked about the actor woman that was seen in Watertown and seen, you know, in at the bombing as well. James in the chat could go into the things that people jumped on and it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. All right. There's some things as early on in this case. You know, we had. You know, when it first happens, you see a lot of bullshit comes out, especially from the you know, the alternative media. People start jumping on stuff right away, and one of the first things was, you know, the Boston Globe tweeting about the bomb drill. That definitely appears to be after the bombs were off. So. I don't know. I think they jumped the gun with that. They used some misleading titles. That was the Alex Jones and all those types. You know, besides that too, we had everybody talking about people on the roof and sniffing dogs. Yeah, there's going to be people on the roof and there's going to be sniffing dogs at an event like that. No doubt about it. Another thing. Why didn't the sniffing dogs smell what was in there? You know, that's another question that I would love to see them answer. I mean, maybe they'll say that they weren't trained to sniff for whatever explosives they used. I don't know. I would think in certain combinations they would be trained to smell rudimentary, you know, IEDs. It doesn't make sense they wouldn't. Thanks, Jan Erik. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm trying to you know, as far as There's another a video too that I think everybody should check out. Or actually, I'll even give you the link to it, and I think it's pretty interesting, and it shows the Jeff Bauman character as far as when he was, you know, being injured, and you know, how the blood didn't come out for a certain amount of frames and whatnot. And, you know, I just disregard the info on here about this vote character, because there's no way of proving that that he is this dude. It's most likely that he's not, you know, so I think this is just conjecture. I think this is another early, I think people need to, one thing, another thing people need to stop doing is trying to identify the actors, you know, they can have a real person with a real identity do this. You know, there's, yeah, I mean, it's very possible that it was, you know, somebody else, but it's possible there was this guy and he had a leg amputation beforehand, you know? But regardless, I don't know. I do think they look similar, but not enough for me to say 100%. But I think besides that, you know, I think this is a pretty good link on that. Oh, totally, Jan Erik. You know, that's the thing. You know, I've been talking to Brian a lot about it, and I think, you know, as far as, you know, he knows people that were injured there. You know, this is it was on his turf. You know, I definitely feel for him and understand why he's not following. You know, maybe other times he would be you know, more, but you know, when you have someone you know that actually got hurt there, you know, possibly two people, then it makes you wonder. I do think that, you know, and I don't know his friend, so I really, you know, I don't want to speak out of school, but I think the ruptured eardrum and some bomb, they blew something up. There's no doubt about that. I won't say they didn't blow something up. I just have trouble believing that a lot of these, you know, injuries. Maybe there was a certain amount of people injured, but is it also possible that they you know, faked some of it, you know, to sell it better? That's the thing. It is very early on. I think, you know, we all need to sit back and look at it a little more. And but I don't know. Those are my conclusions as of now. I think really, you know, we can just see where the agenda is heading. Are they going to go into Syria now, especially with the talk about the nerve gas and everything else? Did this do something with the Russia? You know, and this is another thing too. Talk about the U.S. and Russia relationship. I have trouble believing that any of these countries are actually enemies. You know, so I mean, I don't know. Exactly, Jan Erik. I think that was exactly what it was. It was some type of you know, pyrotechnic that went off, something with a bang, and hey, it may have, you know, sent shards of glass or something like that. People may have gotten cuts. People may have gotten, like I said, ruptured eardrum. Definitely, you know, and all, you know what too, when you get a ruptured eardrum, you get in that fog of war too. You know, you're that'll knock you out, and hey, you may blow you on the ground and make you fall weird or hit your head. You know, I don't know. But that's where my line of thinking is going right now. That's really just the, you know, the only place I can say that I find to be the most probable. I don't believe these kids put any bombs down anyway. And as far as the other ones, you know, here's the thing too. You know how hard it is to get an explosive into an event like this? Like, they have all types of advanced screening methods, especially, like, things that we don't know about. You know, it's impossible, I think, especially for someone that's on the FBI's most wanted list. You would think that when you have having a big international event in your city, that anyone that's, you know, a possible foreign terrorists or whatever, you know, that lives in the city or around the city, I would think you're going to have somewhat of an eye on them on the days beforehand. But obviously, like, you know, in fairy tale land, that's not the case. Totally agree. Yeah. Jan Erik in the chat just said Russia and the U.S. are both under the rule of the UN and the IMF. No way, real enemies. Totally agree. You know, there's a group of elite people that run the world. It's that simple, you know, and it's their chessboard. They own Obama, they own Putin, most likely own Ahmadinejad, probably somewhat own Gaddafi. I, you know, and it's hard to tell. Who knows what people of these actually got killed? Who knows if Saddam did? Who knows if it was a double? Who, you know, it's even going back to Hitler. It's so hard to tell. You know, with a lot of this stuff, but I do agree with that, you know, though, 100%. Yeah, totally. Jan Erik said, would think that they would use electronic sniffers like they have in the post system for detecting drugs. Electronic sniffers, dogs, dogs are 99.9%. You would think that they even have scanning stuff where, you know, if they see a big block of metal in someone's bag, they're going, you know, they have stuff they could see that something is solid in your bag. You know, it's not just full of clothes or whatever. They have technology like that. They utilize it all the time at events like this. You know, and as far as I understand everyone's got a backpack at an event like this, but still, it's just to make it through the gauntlet that there is there. You know, I don't see it, it's not possible unless you're part of, you know, unless you're let in. That's the only way. Yeah, Nicole, have I read the WikiLeaks emails and cables? They all work together. You know, the WikiLeaks things, I think that they definitely left out a lot of good stuff. But no, you're right. They do. They, you know, and even John Perkins in his book, about the economic Confessions of an Economic Hitman talks about the same thing. You know, just how it's all about the IMF giving out loans to these countries, and then once they do, it doesn't, you know, that's how they get them on their side. There's no way, and if they don't say yes, they're killed. And so you'll guarantee that the next leader will be on your side. That's how they've done it for decades, if not centuries. Yeah, James in the chat, the CCTV photos we have seen show a clear pathway for the bombers. The reality is millions of people were at Marathon Monday, and the footpath would have been more traffic than at that time. Totally agree. You know, there would have been no clear pathways. You're nuts to butts at an event like that, especially the Boston Marathon, biggest running event in the world. No way is there going to be 4 feet of space from the crowd to the, you know, the... You're going to be lucky if you can just barely, if you can, you know, walk through, you know, if a fat guy can walk through without touching against somebody. You know, there's so many things like this, you know. The kid holding the backpack, too, definitely looks shopped. I don't know. I don't know. Like I said too, there's video of what looked like blood packets, you know, too. So I mean, it fits. Oh, also, there was a PDF talking about using the marathon to run a drill at, and this came out in 2008. And there was also an article, in one of the Boston papers, pretty much saying the same exact thing. So, I mean, this is a few years back, and it's right in the internet for you to get. You know, I'm sure someone, I could probably link you later on in the Real News group or something like that, or on Skype. You know, probably wouldn't take us long to track down those, because I've looked through the PDF, the DHS and FEMA PDF, which is pretty much centered on the marathon. And then there's another article where it talks about how they supposedly did some type of thing at another marathon. So, yeah, no, I agree with you on Eric. Leaning against some of the film is pre-recorded. I'm totally believe that. You know, and here's the thing again too. When you look at the crowd that's right near before the bomb goes off, and there's different people than you know in the pictures that went after it went off. Where were they beforehand? You know, it's like everything else. Yeah, definitely. You have stock footage ready to roll. Okay, Jan just put look in the chat. Let me see what this is. I'm going to probably jump off in a couple minutes. I don't know what happened. Oh, well, okay, yeah. Here we have all the IMF members right here. And, of course, you know, if you look at the countries that aren't IMF members, they're the ones that are most bastardized. And of course, the reason why, you know, look, no interaction. We see North Korea. I'm not sure what country that is in West Africa. And then is that Cuba? Right, yeah. So, I mean, three of these Haiti countries, non-IMF entity using GDDS. I see some little dots, but I don't know if those are... Yeah, no, check the chat out for it. That's what they do. They get into your country and they use it up for debt. It all goes to the owners of the International Monetary Fund. By the way, the IRS is an agency of the International Monetary Fund as well. Okay, Western Sahara is the name of the West Africa country. Now, you know, it makes me wonder, Taiwan is not a member of Hong Kong. Well, you know, Hong Kong is Macau as well, okay. Hong Kong makes sense because it's kind of like they took China and, like, ultra-capitalized it out. Because that's what it is. It was an ex-province of China. And they went there and just blew it out. They just made it like Las Vegas. The whole country is like Vegas. And it's, so right there, it's probably, they probably have some type of deal going on or whatever. I wouldn't be surprised. But Taiwan, I don't know. Exactly. Hong Kong is a banking hub, right? So like anything else. It's probably like the Asian version of Switzerland, where it's like, you know, with all these world wars and stuff, Switzerland never gets attacked. You know why Switzerland never gets attacked? Because that's where the Vatican and the Rothschilds keep all their money. HSBC, is that the, housing security banking credit, is that? I don't know, but I do know the IBS, International Banking Settlements, is pretty much up there, right, with the IMF as well. Okay, yeah, Shanghai Bank in Hong Kong. You know, that's interesting that because I've heard a lot of talk about, you know, and I think that's a lot of the stuff we hear in the truth. A lot of it is truth through revisionism, you know, as far as that goes. And all it takes is a little bit of research and like Jan Erik did, and we can see, you know, that because I've never even heard that Hong Kong and Macau and, you know, West Sahara were not IMF members. So, I mean, you hear about Iran, you hear about, you know, Venezuela, of course, before. I believe they are fully now. Of course, North Korea, but you don't hear about these other ones. So, I definitely appreciate, you know, that. Okay, yeah, I see the gray right off the mainland in China, which is Hong Kong. And then gray in the... down in the Caribbean as well. Okay, I'm reading this long comment here from someone from Boston. You know, I totally agree with you. Here, I'm gonna read Anon's comment out. I mean, I agree with them to a point, and I also disagree. But again, I like, that's why I said earlier. I said, what is the point of doing this? Because, to me, I think that what these people, you know, we're almost doing what they want, because you know, if that wasn't the case, they wouldn't be leading all the people that are just Obama haters towards it, and you know, and those people have no discernment and they'll put out anything. Anand's comment is, I live in the Boston area. My family lives here. I was in Boston that day. I have friends who were at the finish line area that day and saw the blast with their own eyes. Disenchanted with the state of the truth movement right now. All people talk about now are actors, fakery, etc. Whether victims are real, fake, whether the bomb was real, pyrotechnics. People debate on fake blood for hours and hours speculating how an event was fake. It's obvious that the media has been planting fake eyewitnesses into the reports for a long time now, all the way back to 9/11, well, even further, but okay, that was my added. But now people are so focused on proving everything is fake, ignoring the bigger, more important questions, not to mention making the truth just look absolutely ludicrous. For every step forwards towards waking people up over the past decade, we are taking five steps back. There's a time when I had a shred of hope, but now the credibility of those who seek to expose the media lies and the corporate controlled government criminal activities being completely destroyed. Okay, well, again, I agree and disagree. You know, I mean, I think, you know, like I said, we a lot of this stuff, I mean, when it's right in front of your eyes, I don't know. I'm sure I've probably seen this person in groups before and agreed with some, you know, things and disagreed with some things. And that's why, you know, I'm really, it doesn't make me happy to talk about this stuff. You know, it really doesn't. I've been considering for a while now, why I bother. But I mean, I don't know. There are things in there that I can't ignore. I can't say it any other way. I feel like, you know, there was things fake there. I'm sorry to say it. I do think that your friend saw a real blast. I don't doubt that. You know, I don't doubt that there was some injuries. I just think that the whole thing, there was a lot of fakeness to it. But with that said, no doubt about it. This is being done. They're fucking up on purpose. You know, they want us to look nuts. So that's why I've been questioning whether, you know, to keep going on with this. That's why I really don't post it on my own page. It's stuff that, you know, I think is good to talk about with other awake people, though. I think that, and that's really what this show is about, if you think about it. I mean, Dose of Reality has always been a show about, you know, this kind of stuff. And I think that it's important to a point. But when it comes to, you know, talking to regular people, no, I don't think that it's the first route you should go. It'll definitely get you mocked at real quick. It'll definitely get people talking shit about you. And like I said, it sucks for you know, people that live in the area and have some questions as well. I don't know. I can't say that everything that I've been shown is real, though. So that's really where I'm at. So, you know, again, I agree and I disagree with the respectfully with that comment. We have a comment from Jan Eric and a comment from Nicole. It's about applying trauma to make people accept less privileges in the long term, I think. No, you're totally right. That's why, you know, what makes us look worse, too, you know, the fact that we're questioning fucking amputees, we're questioning 7-year-olds being murdered, we're you know, obviously, you know, and just the trauma of thinking this stuff does happen, of it's a ritual. They're feeding off your energy one way or the other, too. That's another thing about it. Nicole said, yes, we must talk about it, especially when media wants to shame us for asking legit questions. Totally agree, you know, and that's the thing. And now they, you know, it's gotten so that with Sandy Hook, though, too, and this the same thing where it's like anyone that talks about any part of it being fake is right away. Well, you know, I think it shows that it's taking a step up.
I don't know. I guess that's it, because I don't think Brian initiated it. The only way we can go on the stream is if Brian initiates the call, which isn't the case. It's back now? Okay. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. If you guys want to type anything for anything you want to ask or anything you want to talk about, any links you want to drop, go ahead and do it. I don't know how much more I have in me because, you know, I do have I have work in the AM. Wasn't planning to talk this long on my own. James had work. Brian is MIA. you know, like I said, it's you know, it's one psyop into another, though. That's all I can say. You know, it's way out of the realm for people to imagine them faking events. On the other hand, it's also, you know, you know, it's a lot more to believe. It's a lot harder to believe something like that, you know. So I can see why people would be disconcerted with it. On the other hand, I can't ignore certain stuff about it. But what do we have? Jan Eric put a 6-week cycle. Is that are you talking about the as far as the occult goes? If you want to expound on that, go ahead, Nicole. Jan Eric put a link up for HSBC. Okay, it's the British bank in Hong Kong. Interesting. Like to see who the makes you wonder though. You know, all these banks, are they all owned by the Crown Corporation? Are they all owned by the Rothschilds? You know, how does that get split up? Or is it, you know, I mean, obviously they put a pyramid on purpose to show us that it, you know, there's a pyramid of power. You know, and who's at the top? Is it the Jewish money power? Is the Vatican? Both, which I tend to believe. I don't know. It's all the same though, regardless. It's all black magic. It's all, you know, evil bullshit. Joey Z in the chat. Jeff Bauman out and about accepting visitors less than 2 weeks after. No drainage tubes, no customary antibiotic IV drip, no 6 months in ICU, or after having legs blown off. I totally agree. You know, like I said, I believe he was also at a Red Sox game last Monday, a week later. It's way too fast. I can't swallow that. Yeah, of course. No, Jan Eric, the city of London is not a part of UK. No, it's not. It's like its own city state. It's its own just like the Vatican City is its own sovereign, you know, thing. And same with the city of DC. Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I'm gonna take a couple more comments and then I'm gonna jump off here because I don't know. Mr. Stavely seemed to have vanished into the night. Hopefully he's all right. Hopefully he didn't get kidnapped or anything. I don't know. Hopefully he's just sleeping. I know he's been working a lot lately, so. I don't know, I hate to say it, sitting here stumbling like a mumbling fool, but
just trying to think what else to talk about. There's really not much else. I don't know. I want to thank you guys for listening, though. Hopefully, right. Yeah. On Eric, all the banks are located in the city, not in London itself. No, indeed. That's the three city states. Like I said, they're their own. Their own property. It's its own separate entity. I'm gonna sign off, guys, because without having co-hosts, it's very, very difficult to talk. You know, just to go on. I didn't expect to be solo tonight. For so long. So I do want to thank you guys though for putting your feedback in the chat and going back and forth, because if not, I probably would have jumped off about a half hour ago. yeah, thanks, Nicole. Yeah, no, luckily I have a little work right now, so I'm gonna get off and hang it up, but definitely, hopefully we should be back next week with another version of Dose of Reality. With Brian, Justin, and James. Yeah, thanks, Jan, Eric. I've done better. I used to do solo shows a few years back sometimes on another station. But lately I don't prepare myself to quarterback a show. You know, I like being the guy that sits back with a little bit of the side information type thing. And, it's usually not my forte to talk the whole time. You know, but I appreciate the positive feedback, because you guys you sat here and listened to me and interacted, so must mean something. Appreciate it. But I'm gonna jump off, and good talking with you guys. Get at me on Facebook if you want. Join Real News Online group if you want to discuss a lot of this stuff. This is where we break it down. A lot of this stuff, like I said, I'd rather keep it off my, my own page, at least until we come to a decision. You know, at least a lot of this stuff, I think that's one way to cut down on the people outside of it. Not, is wait until you definitely have something before you post it go around putting it up everywhere. There's a lot of anomalies everywhere. And they got it, and that's the thing. Just like 9/11, you make all these different tracks. You have, the official story. You have the Lee Hop, let it happen on purpose story. You have the negligence story. Okay, then you get into the inside job stuff. Made it happen on purpose. Put bombs in the, every one of these is another track. And you have all people. That's what people will never be on the same side, because everybody's always on, another track. Then you had the Judy Wood theory, you had the nuclear theory, you had the no planes theory, the CGI theory, the hologram theory. It just goes on and on. And what it does is it makes awake people fight with other awake people. And I don't know. There is no truth movement. It'll never be united. I hate to say it, but people, and that's a part of it's like Folgers in your cup. It's a part of waking up. Is that everyone's at different levels at different times, and some people stop at certain things and some people look at some shit is bullshit to some people, and it depends on what your dogmas were, what you did beforehand, it depends. I think a lot of people that, and I also think that's one reason Brian has an advantage on a lot of us. He woke up somewhat recently, I believe in the past 2.5-3 years. So he didn't have the early stuff that a lot of us had, a lot of the early conditioning by the usual suspects, the big namers. where it was, you know, so I mean, he kind of came in with a clearer head. But, you know, of course, the more years of research you have, the more it pays off. But I mean, you know, he's put in his amount of time in that, in those 3 years. But I don't know. It's just try to keep growing, keep expanding my mind. It just, you know, what point is it? Is it too much? You know, what point do you say, fuck it? You know, what point do you just move towards other people like you that are, you know, that's the main thing. Plant the garden, get the fluoride out of your water, avoid the GMOs. That's all you can do. You know, yeah, definitely you can, you know, put them out when they're, you know, when you catch them in a lie, but that's it. All right, guys. Awesome. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. And I don't know. We'll see you next week with Brian, James, and myself, Justin. Thanks for listening. Good night.